Unique Weirdos, what up?
It's Roxy Blue.
Big boy.
Bitch.
Yo.
Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. The name is Roxy Blue, but the green makes me go. I scream to the top, where you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Here I go again. I thought buddy was frontin' when he came up for some win. I told him I'm a fiend when it comes to the best. I can make it rain, old daddy, don't test me. So, they call me Little Avatar. I make that word their bend when it comes down to this Danny bar. Put it in your face and make you savor it like candy bars. And if you do it well, I will hand you out a golden star. So, yes, I'm a kinky chick. And when it comes to sexing, I will show you what it is. So get in, Mr. Shrew, cause I'm classy with my shit. I'll be strapping up twice because I don't want that package. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottom. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottom. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle.
Let's roll play. Throw a few swings. When I see the green, I become very friendly. Maybe handcuffs. You can be the officer, a better yet, a dentist. Money, tattoos, and a whole lot of booze. I'm living life fast, and I'm breaking all the rules. My heart is in the cage, and I threw away the key. My love is past tense, my mask burned to the heat. That get really silly, that a nigga try and clown me. I make his main bitch eat my box like a brownie. I'm spitting like a porn star. When it comes out to this show, follow me on Twitter if you really wanna know.
Welcome to my show, little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottom. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show, little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottom. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle.
On All Bombs Radio with Brooklyn Black and the beautiful I Ain't Love Team. My co-host, a.k.a. Boss Vibes, is on the move right now, chilling the business sides of the business. And just want to shout out to her. She will be back with us live on Tuesday doing what she does best. How you doing, Black?
I'm good. I'm chilling.
That's what's up. So what are we talking about tonight?
So a whole game thing, and one thing that's been, I don't know, it's been not bothering me, but just a question I've always had. What is it that women see in a guy that makes them be like, okay, yeah, I want to have kids with him? You know, like, what's the criteria that makes him a baby father, or, you know, that one dude that you get to, like, go in for or whatever? Like, what is it about it? What happens? What has to go down? What is it about and that makes y'all want to think that?
Well, I mean, personally, I don't think any of us women, when we are having sex with a dude and we are, you know, whether we're taking it there raw or not raw, you know, I feel like none of us, we want a baby daddy. We don't want that. You know what I'm saying? We do lay down with somebody. I mean, I can see for myself, for that to even happen, you know, I have to feel 100% comfortable. You probably most likely have to have been my man for a while. And, you know, I don't look at a dude and be like, oh, yo, that's my baby. He's got to be the father of my baby because he has light brown eyes and he's light skinned. You know, I can't have that happen. I cannot have that happen. So, I don't know. Shout out to Roxy Blue, though. Shout out to Roxy Blue. She's tuning in with us live. And if y'all don't know, that banging ass song that I played in the beginning of my show is her song titled My Show. And I'm just waiting for her to get a video out for that shit because I know I've been through all the words and I love it. I definitely do. So shout out to Roxy. But Doc, I can't really elaborate on that. I mean, like I said again, if I am dealing with a dude and he gets to hit raw, it's because it's history behind that. He's just not hitting raw because he's light skinned with a whole bunch of tats and got green eyes, and I'm thinking about how the fuck my baby's gonna look. Like, I don't look at it like that. But you know, niggas, they do make beautiful kids, and then they break out where they're labeled as the baby father now, just the baby daddy, because they're not per se with the woman. But I hope I answered your question to the best of, you know, I don't know if you understood that.
Oh, because, you know, I'll ask because there's always something, and then, you know, and then the woman be like, after a while, and something don't go right, so, oh, I can't stand this nigga, yada, yada. So it's like, yo, why'd you let him go up and you raw? Like, what was it? What was the whole point? Because, you know, I hear him be, fuck this nigga ain't worth shit, yada, 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 but you still chose to lay down with the nigga and let, you know, and go raw, so it could have been that bad, so what was it that...
No. See, I mean, you can't say that. Like, nobody, like, if I choose to lay down with you and have sex with you raw, like, that's because I trust you enough. So I'm not supposed to be thinking about after the fact, like, you know, well, fuck this nigga, da da da. Like, well, you can say that after the fact, but why? Like, you chose to lay down with him and how you knew that there was no condom involved, okay? You knew that there was a possibility of being with child. Okay, so now you are with child, and now you hate him. Like, I don't get it, but in today's society, like, that happens all the time. Nobody's even, like, really paying attention to, like, their partner. Like, they just see a fat ass, they see a skinny dude with mad tats, and they're ready to just feel what that's like. And then when things happen, like, you know, you becoming pregnant, nobody's serious now because, it, you know, I just, it's sad though, but I don't, this is why, you know, I'm very selective with the dudes that I choose to deal with, that I'm dealing with or whatever the case may be, and so I don't have to go through none of the shit that these other bitches be talking about when it comes down to them fucking a nigga, getting pregnant, and now they can't stand a nigga, and they're a statistic to society as a young black female with a baby daddy. But I'm... Let me jump into this caller right now. Last word is 8490. You're live on air with Brooklyn Black and me, Nikki Barbs. Last word is 8940. You're live on air.
Hello, this is Hey, Dean, this is your mom. Just want to give you a shout out. Is Flyer this on the radio yet?
I'm sorry, Mom. I didn't even hear what you said. You said your name. Can you say your name one more time and let the people know where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Richmond, Virginia, for my son, Fly Dish.
Oh, hi. How are you? He just told me he was going to call. That's one of my buddies. I didn't even play his song yet, Mama. So I'm about to get into all of that right now. So what I would like for you to do is if you can call me back when I do play his song, because I'm going to actually have him on the line with me as well, so you guys could, you know, talk about whatever y'all want to talk about. But he did mention that you were going to call, which is really cool. I'm actually about to get into one of his songs, not this per se commercial break, but then the next one, because I want him to call me. He hasn't called in yet.
Okay, well, thank you, sweetie. Well, good job with what you're doing, and you continue doing what you're doing, and I'll just keep it all on mute, and, you know, let me know when it's time.
Yes, definitely. Thank you so much, too, for, you know, letting me appreciate that. And I'm here. Just stay on the line. You'll know when he comes through because I'll be announcing it. You'll hear his loud voice. But he's definitely, I got to get him on the line soon.
Okay, then. One.
All right. Cool. So, Black, so before we get into one of our artist tracks real quick, I just wanted to know, do you think it's right for a man to physically, you know, emotionally and verbally abuse a woman in any situation? Do you think as a man, you know, do you think they should just walk away, that's the best solution? Or do you think that it's fair, you know, to engage in certain acts?
Well, I was brought around, you know, with sisters and brought up a lot around women, so definitely not, because me being a guy, I was raised, you know, you don't put your hair on the woman, you know. Now, there's a lot of times where the situation, she's in your face, she's throwing shit, she's hitting at you, but you know, fellas, you gotta try to remain calm and try to remain in control of your actions and of your words and your emotions, you know, because as soon as you put your hand up to strike her, there's no coming back from that.
Most definitely. You know? I definitely agree. Let me get into this next call. The last four digits is 8584. You are now live on air.
Yo, what's up? It's Arte. Welcome to OB-Dub.
Hey, what's going on?
How y'all doing?
Doing fine.
Okay. Well, I mean, can I comment on that, you know, situation?
You can definitely comment on the situation. That's what I actually want you to do, so please.
All right. I grew up with a single mother, you know, and then I didn't have any siblings or anything like that, but my mother always told me, you know, never, ever, you know, put your hands on a woman. Right. You know, I think the only exception she would ever, you know, really say it would be allowed is if my life is in danger, you know?
I feel you, because when it comes down to seeing the white light and being possibly touching the sky, you're going to do anything, you know, to stay alive, you know? Like, I can feel you on that. I just, and I want to thank you for sharing. If you're not done, you can feel free to keep going. But just really quickly, I do look like, I'm a single mother, you know, I'm a woman, and I damn sure know that I have a mouth. And I know I can easily provoke people to where they want to slap the shit out of me. But I feel like, you know, overall, when it comes down to a man's strength and a woman's strength, like, there are some big birthday bitches out here that can hold their own. But I just always feel like it just looks just way worse when a man strikes a woman, because look at the comparison.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I can slap a guy 45 times in the face, and it probably will not affect him as if he took one strike, you know, if he took one hit at me, you know, then that shit might knock me out completely.
Definitely.
But I want to thank you for calling in and sharing.
Oh, no doubt. I'm definitely going to call back. Probably, because you know I'm a Boston fan, probably around halftime maybe. Gotta watch the game. I want to call back and introduce my joint.
You need to call back and introduce your joint. You also need to keep up that score for me because I cannot see it right now. So I'm definitely going to be looking for you to call me back to keep me posted with the score.
All right, I will.
All right, thank you.
All right, no problem.
Hey, Black, do we got Roxy on the line?
Yes, we do.
Hey, Roxy, where you at?
Can I get a motherfucking introduction next time, bitch?
Good. Your song was a motherfucking introduction.
I can definitely hang up and call back.
No, do not hang up and call back. Look at you, superstar already. Can I get an intro?
This is what I'm saying, though. Can I get an intro?
Well, let me let all my listeners know right now, this lovely lady, this Southern Belle accent that you hear right now, is Miss Roxy Blue holding it down from the 305 Miami. Let me ask you a question, though, real quick, though. Like, so are you better be rooting for Heat Nation tonight.
I mean, born and raised. That's all I see. I don't see anybody else. Miami about to bust that ass. You already know how we get down. So it's going to be all gravy.
Yes, because I have a lot of people mad at me right now. They're like,
it's cool, though. Miami is definitely going to bust their ass, though.
They are. Definitely. So, what do you feel about domestic violence relationships? I don't know if you have been in any. You don't have to, you know, get personal. What do you feel when it comes down to these niggas out here and how they treat us females? Like, do you think that's
one thing I can honestly say is I'm not gonna blame it on a female, but they allow too much shit to go down. Like, dudes aren't supposed to do certain things, but they do it. And if you're standing by that and basically making it known to the buddy, like, it's okay to do that, then you can't blame or point fingers at anyone else. I understand, like, you have a hope factor, but at the same time, like, it's, you know, like, enough is enough. So if you sit there and let that happen to you, can't nobody really have pity upon you. And I'm damn sure not going to. But you're not supposed to hit girls, though. You know, that's some of these girls, I make them feel low, but some of these chicks out here, like, their self-esteem is, like, beyond 10 feet deep in the ground, and they know, they don't know anything better than that, but there is better out there. You don't have to sit and settle for that at all.
Damn sure I don't, and I do want to thank you for sharing that to the female callers that are listening right now, because you don't have to accept that shit. Like, there's too many niggas out here that won't wear their hands to you, that will honestly rather talk to you because they're not trying to fucking have their freedom revoked for nobody, especially not you, bitch. So, you know, there are real niggas out there that do like to actually, you know what I'm saying, get to the bottom of a situation versus being a cop-out, being a fucking lame nigga and just striking somebody, you know. So,
yeah.
Thank you.
Thank
you so much. I was gonna go in with you too. You're on the line for me though, Roxy. I'm gonna get back to you. Let me just take this next caller. Last one, do you 3261? You're live. Caller 3261. You're live on air. Black, is that person still on the line?
No, we lost the person, but we got an 8015 waiting.
All right, so let them come through on the line.
Yo, you scaring people, yo.
How am I scaring people? This is real shit. I don't understand it. I'm not scaring anybody. But
I don't
anyway,
maybe it's a touchy
but anyway,
subject.
Let's get into one of our unsigned artists, you know, that sent in their music. Let's see. Who should we throw on the mix first? We have a couple of great, great people. I don't want to put the flies on you. I want to have him come on after because I definitely have to find out where he is. But let's play. Well, surprise me, Black. Throw on something, and let me see if I can figure out which artist it came from.
All right, I got you.
All right, so tune in to All
Bars Radio. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Turn up.
Yeah. What's that dope gang singing? We don't stop. Hippies and goons and we don't stop. It's that old dog bitch, we won't stop. Yeah, RBA and we won't stop. H-E-G and we won't stop. And we won't stop.
Word. I know they plotting on sniping me from the roof. These niggas dodging the truth. I'm spitting some mills here. I think I just broke my tooth. The breeze if these niggas cool. I eat if these niggas fool. I be winning like Oklahoma. Y'all Timberwolves, how you lose? Yo, Timber, when I break that tree down. Sticky, this must be maple. Ready, willing, and able to rip this beat from his staples. Nigga, my shit is factual. Why y'all keep telling fables? Illest nigga that's out here. I ain't even on a label. Smudging, I'm soaking paper. I'm waterfalling in Tangeray. And getting wet on a sunny day like it never rains. All I want is a lot of money, a little fame, and a bad bitch with a little power and plenty brains. Addicted to Polo, LIG, Levi's, and gold chains. A bit of an alcoholic, but in love with finer things. My designer frames, my Wayfair is a Jordan 8. Retro, agua, I'm dripping like I stepped in paint. I sound like cameras with the flash on and break a day. I knew it with your bitch in. My head getting long like my money and my dick is. I'm in a foreign shit, foreign car, foreign bitch. Long hair, hella ass, no how blood, no English. Yeah, I'm drinking like a fish out in this motherfucker. Right. My haters finna make me richer than a motherfucker. Right. This hate is in me, so I take it with a grain of salt. Here go a dick where your brain is, fuck your thoughts. I drop the top in the winter cause I wanna be seen. Bunch of exotic and pounds of money, give me wet dreams. Fucking know what that bitch coming at my second seat. How to rip an instrumental, here's the tutorial. Get his fucking candlelight visuals and memorials. Hoping I fail, bitch, I pull all night as I cape. With purple buds, 6 hours, but still stay. Master shit, cause who wanna be a slave? Maybe my girl should see I was the down with what she takes. Maybe your girl should see I was the down for anything. Been read my mind when she said she won't down with diamond rings. She like her finger naked, I like her naked too. I jet ski in the pussy, she be wet as two pools. Work hard, I deserve what I get. You deserve to get hit, pissed on bitch and thrown in a ditch. Spin the puss like a fast break, finger roll to lay. Hey yo, I'm stylish, wild cause I'm young and I'm bout it. Drowning, dripping like I just got baptized. Peterson, I'm thinking I should change my name to that guy. Nigga, yeah. And it's RBA and we don't stop. One fly ass nigga, I won't drop. Yo gang, H-E-G to my heart, stop. And all you hating hoes, go ahead and suck the a G to my heart. Stop. And all you hating bitches go in and suck the. And all these hating hoes go in and suck the. What? Bitch.
All right, so that was definitely, I always have trouble with pronouncing certain people's Twitter names. Like, can you help me out with that one? Because I definitely want to give a shout out to him. I actually thought the track was dope. It was cool. I like it.
I believe it's Sunny Tahali or Tahali, but it was definitely a good joint. And you know, I'm real critical when you sample a Biggie beat, so that was definitely on point.
Definitely was. Let me take some callers real quick. Last four digits of your number is 8584. You are live on air with me, Nikki Barnes. Last four digits, 8584. If you don't know your cell phone number, look at your phone, call yourself to get the last four digits of your number. All right, cool. Moving on. Last four digits of the number is 3261. You're live on air. Okay. 8940. Last four digits of the number is 8940. You're live on air with Immunity Bars.
Hey, how you doing, sweetie? I was calling to say hi to Fly Biz. Is he in the house?
No, I'm trying to get Fly Biz. I'm actually talking to him now, and I'm telling him he needs to call in. But if you stay tuned, I'm trying to get him on as fast as I can.
Okay, baby girl. I'll just keep my phone on mute.
Thank you so much. You're welcome, sweetie.
Bye-bye.
All right. Last four digits. Let's see. Let me look at my switchboard. 3707. Last four digits of your number, 3707. You're live on air.
Yo, what up? What up? This is Boy G. Shout out to my man Sly Diss for having me call in. And I want to give a shout out to Peter Sun on that Biggie track. It was definitely dope. I'm just calling to show some love and support for y'all.
Thank you so much. I'm actually trying to get your boy on the line right now.
I know. He called me to call in, I got to support my team and all.
That's what's up. Thank you so much for support. Support goes a long way. You know what I'm saying? And he definitely needs it, and it's, you know, good motivation.
No doubt.
So if you just stay tuned, though, stay on the line, because I'm trying to get him to come on within, the next 5 minutes. And I'm also about to play one of his songs as well.
Okay.
All right, so thank you for coming. Just hang on 1 second, because then when he does come on, I would like to pull you all, all you guys through so you can speak to him as well.
Okay. All
right,
cool.
All right, cool. Oh, boy, my switchboard is blowing up. I'm trying to actually get it together. But the fact is, he'll be calling in soon. I just got to him. But last four digits. The cell phone number is, let's see, 8015. You're live on air with me, 8015.
This is Tiffany. I was calling in to support Fly Diz. He texted me and told me to call in, so.
Oh, thank you, sweetie. He's about to call in soon, so she's still on the line, so you can give him a shout out, and I know he's definitely going to appreciate all the love.
All right,
cool. So, I'm Black, what you think? You think that we should get into this Fly Diz joint since all his supporters are calling in? He's actually on the line right now. So, I'm going to go ahead and get into this Fly Diz joint. If nobody knows, you can find him on Twitter. He's actually a really cool artist, a friend of mine. He's really dope. I think his music is phenomenal. I saw him not over time, so I hope that this being said, he just keeps doing what he's doing, and we're about to rock out to some Fly Diz. Play it, DJ.
Yeah, you're ready. Open up. Fly Diz, just a winner. You niggas getting no cash like Easy Pass. I just laugh, so problems make it easy, man. Fucking your bitches, call it easy ass. Loud in the air, let it bite, man. Stepping out the paint, fresh shit, the bitches faint. I am higher than you, yeah, a fucking plane.
far from a bird, so I'm out ducking lanes. Fast shit, Lamborghini when I'm switching lanes. Big dog shit, so I got a couple dames. Yeah, I make it rain, Magic City, David Blaine. Fuck the dough, 15 seconds, is it in my range? C-Lo, B high when I fucking bang. High and fly, Diz, watch me when I take off. Taking your bitches, watch me while I take off. Grinding hard, just don't bother, I don't break fall. Check the cash flow, I'm moving like I blast though. Ball till I die, Fidel Castro. Pull the carpets out, I'ma let the cash flow. Elevated off the noise, get that loud smoke. Sitting on you niggas and I'm coming out the asshole. You niggas getting no cash like easy pass. I just laugh so problems make it easy man. Fucking your bitches, call it easy ass. Loud in the air, let it bypass. Niggas getting no cash like easy pass. I just laugh so problems make it easy man. Fucking your bitches, call it easy ass. Loud in the air, let it bypass. She got her head in the game like she coaching. Center of attention cause the bitch got me posted. I'm just in here like this shit is open. Sickest nigga out the ass, you just say it's dope shit. Polo told me slow it down, so I held my horses. Warning to you niggas, I am just cautious. Fly Diz always high, swag is so nauseous. You niggas hating on my digits, but you can't call it. I just laugh about my cash, cause it's never hurting. Run the beach to the sand, cause I'm always surfing. On that wave to the max, so the water hurting. Wipe out if you want, this is not my purpose. I am just ill, make you sick, kill. I'm a side fake, I'ma make it real. Poking on you bitches, then I curve full tilt. Money standing tall, cause it's all built. You niggas getting no cash like easy pass. I just laugh so problems make it easy man. Fucking your bitches, call it easy ass. Loud in the air, let it bypass. You niggas getting no cash like easy pass. I just laugh so problems make it easy man. Fucking your bitches, call it easy ass. Loud in the air, let it bypass.
That was the real Fly Diz. Wow, what did you think about that track?
I definitely dug it. You know, I see why people are calling. They got Fly Diz in such high demand. It is definitely a hot song. I dug it.
All right, let me start taking back all these callers. Last four digits of your number. Well, let's get the Fly Diz on the line. I'm leaving the building. Are you here, Diz?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's going on?
Oh, you hear me? I didn't even know if you brought me in. It was good, man.
Hey, what's going on? How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Like, I see people, I already called in, people texting me, like, where you at? They looking for me, like, I'm here, what up? Thank you for having me on the show.
You're welcome, you're welcome. So, just really quickly, though, I just wanted to know, with that track, though, like, what inspired you to do that?
With that track, I was just on some chill shit, like, thinking about shit I do. Like, that second verse, like, all of that I did, like, the first verse was on some, like, me, like, on some flashy shit, talking about some real nigga shit, like, what we do and what niggas want to do, basically, like, just saying easy shit, like, bitches, this is my swag, you gonna like this shit, I'm gonna show you how what I do, basically.
I hear that. So stay on the line with me because I'm about to take some of your callers in. Last four digits of your cell phone number, 1167. You're live on air with me and the real Diz. Last four digits, 1167.
Yo, what's good? You can hear me?
I can hear you. How are you?
I'm good. What's poppin'?
Yeah, can you please let everybody know who this is and where you're calling from?
It's the one and only. It's Privy. Call it out of BK. You heard me? Deuce the Privilege. Network NT, GX Media, Pre-Game Radio Affiliate. You heard me?
Hey, dude, what's going on?
Yo, Tish, why you sound like you're sleeping? Wake your ass up, Tish.
I'm up.
I got to bring
over there. Don't start no shit. Won't be no shit. I'm trying to find out what's going on with you. How are you? Long time no speak.
I'm good. I hear you up here doing your thing, you know. Shout out to the homie Brooklyn Black, you know what I'm saying? Pre-game radio CEO. I heard you got the homie Dibs up there and all that. What up? Yeah, you know I mean, I'm just calling to check in, you know, get my little 1-2 thing and all that, you know what I mean?
Thank you. You know, I always appreciate it, dude. And shout out to you, too, because I heard you was, you know, shutting it down in Miami. And good luck with everything that you're doing.
Shut it down everywhere, Tish. We moving, Tish, everywhere.
I know, and don't forget about me. Don't forget about me. That's all I'm saying.
Now, you on deck. You already know what it is. You know what I'm saying? Yo, shout out to Brooklyn Black, though. That's my nigga. The nigga be holding me down. Shout out to the tour concert. This nigga's at every show holding down the door. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Brooklyn Black. Yo, we back at it on the 15th. Quick shameless plug. Yo, June 15th, we going bananas. You know what I mean? Deuce the Privilege and Friends. We got crazy. Yo, we got the illest talent in New York City touching that stage. Shout out to Roxy Blue. Shout out to Mr. EBT, the whole network, everybody that's involved with that situation. Pre-game radio, POW TV, you already know what it is.
Yes, and now you can start saying shout out to All Barbs Radio because this is my shit. So
All Barbs Radio. I need a few barbs in my life and all that. You know what I'm saying?
You know that could be arranged.
You got the barbs for me?
You know that can be arranged, Zeus. You know I always got you.
Alright, that's why I fucks with you. What's good though? What we talking about tonight?
We talking about a whole bunch of stuff tonight, but just stick around because I have somebody on the line who has all his supporters calling and they want to just give them shouts out. So I'm gonna let you know what we're talking about. Just stick around. I got you, Zeus. I got you.
Yo, look, check this out. I'm going to call back in a minute because I'm going to keep it 100 with you. I'm half smack and I'm about to get smacked some more, but I'm going to call back in when I'm really, really smacked. We're going to talk.
Do it. We're going
to
talk.
Keep doing your thing,
right.
Girl. Shout out to you and Brooklyn Black. I see y'all. Keep grinding. Let's get it.
Thank you. Let's get it. Yes, most definitely. Did you still on the line with us?
Well, of course I'm still on the line. My fam from Brooklyn, putting it down. That's what it is.
Yeah, this is my homie.
Building.
Actually, want to actually introduce you to him too because he's from Brooklyn and he's doing a lot of things. And I think that you fit in with what he got going on. So we gonna talk about that because that's like one of my great connections. He does it really big. He does it really, really big. I'm even shocked right now that he even called in, and I'm really, really happy for that. But definitely, let's take some last four digits 4109.
Oh, what's popping?
Hi, can you please let the callers know who this is and where you're calling from?
This is Dib. This is Obi Dub, First Lady. I just wanted to call in and show love to Fly Diz and show love to my bro, Peter Sun.
Aw, thank you. Go ahead, Diz.
You're ready. You First Lady. You know how this shit go. We do things. Yeah, I better watch out for the next because... She the best female rapper, and I said it. Anybody got a problem with it, ain't nothing, my nigga. It's coming. Quiet storm, you heard?
That's what it is. I mean, can't argue with that. And I just want to, you know, thank you for calling in, love. Is there any, you know, you have any shout-outs you want to get out there besides this?
Just my team, OB Dub. That's it. And y'all can follow
that's
me on Twitter, at Dipped and Bad, and that's it. I'll let him do his thing.
Thank you. That's what it is. All right, let me get to the next call. The last four digits is 6834.
Yes. Hi, Uganda, son. How is everything going on?
Hey, grandma.
I guess, real.
Yeah,
just finished playing poker and I saw the number, so let me call right to me.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Grandma on the line. Aw, thank you, Grandma,
love
for
you.
Calling in.
Yeah, okay. Love you and all the best, okay?
Love you too,
take
Grandma.
Take care. All right, Papa. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. Yeah, well, I Grandma calling. That was what's up, Diz. That's what's up. Last four digits is 3261.
Hi. This is Jaja from ATL.
How you doing from ATL? What's going on?
I'm good. I'm just calling in to show my love, my babe, support Fly This. Been with it since day one. Throw it back. What's up?
Throw
it
back.
What's
good? Jaja Banks.
Ow, ow, ow. Do it.
Right.
Do it. Just showing love. And I support all the radio and all of that. And I'm showing Matt love. We out here.
That's what's up. Thank you so much. Aw, you got so much love. I think I'm getting a little bit jealous over here. That's what's up, though. I'm going to take another caller. I'm trying, last 4 digits is 1798, and please bear with me. I'm trying to get to all you guys that are waiting to talk to me and to this. I'm going to get to you. The last 4 digits is 1798. You're live on air.
Yo, what's good? Yo, this is Rel. Yo, what's good? From New York.
Who that right there?
Rel.
Oh, that's Rel?
Yeah, what's
yeah,
good, man?
What's good, my nigga? You already. Thanks
shout
for calling
my
in, my nigga. NWG, put it up.
You're ready. Yeah, shout out my nigga Diz, though.
That's
alrighty.
What's up. Thank you. Last. Diz, you still got some more. Hold on, boo. Last 4 digits is 0889. You're live on air with me, Nikki Vibes, the Flodges, and Brooklyn Black.
Yo, what's good with it, twin?
Yo, what's good? That's like Cali support. That's how we do. We in Cali
yep.
now. What up?
Yep, this is Araya from Cali. You feel me? Just calling to show support to my nigga. And I see you. You doing it. Got your little radio show. That's a step.
Thank you.
You doing
thank
good.
You. It's that Libra game.
Yes, Libra. You feel me? That's how we do it. But yep. Do your thing. Keep doing your show. You got another one airing tonight later on, right?
Yeah, that's another one. I ain't even saying nothing about that, but I'm gonna we'll put that
whoops
in the air later. Thanks though.
Whoops. I'm gonna call it next thing right too.
All right, cool. Thank you, love. Last 4 digits of the number is I'm starting to get confused now. 2866, the last 4 digits is 2866. Diz, I'm trying to get your mom back on the line as well because she was one of the first people that called. So you can reach out to her and tell her to call back. Yeah. The last 4 digits is 2866. You're live on air.
Hi, I'm just calling to show my support from North Carolina. Just want to shout out Fly Diz and let him know that, you know, he's got some good stuff and I hope he keeps doing what he's doing.
Oh, man, thank you. Thank you for the love. I really appreciate that.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Thank you for calling in. Last 4 digits of the number is 5996.
Yes, hi. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? Can you please let everyone know who this is and where you're calling from?
Yes, I'm Abby, and I'm calling from Poughkeepsie, New York. And
I love you. You're amazing.
Yeah, I just wanted to give a shout out to Fly Diz. You know, if you do whatever you gotta do, your music is awesome. You know, just keep on doing it because I know that you will get far. So, you know, showing some love and support here.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome, honey. All right, then. Well, just wanted to show love and support.
Thank you. That is dope. Thank you, love. Let me take this next caller. Last 4 digits is 2964. You're live on air. 2964. Okay. Let me go back to them then. Last 4 digits of the number, did I say this before? 6214. 6214. What's that about? Black, you're not keeping up with me right now. Did I say that number before?
Yeah, we were even over that and keeping up. I can't get with all the Fly Diz callers and fans and shit.
My fault. I told her. I said, yo, I'm an old deal in your
he
show.
Told
like,
me.
Like, yo, it's all good. You're giving me work, but God damn, like, as soon as one get off, four more call on.
Well, I need my number so I can have all these people go through. Matter of fact, what I want to do though, we have another Flodges track. So, is that up and loaded and ready to go? Please tell me something good. That's why.
Yeah, give me 1 second. I'm pulling it up right now.
I break boards down.
Oh my! Really? It is though. Thank you though. Again for rocking out with me on All Vibes Radio and for taking the time to send me your music. I definitely do appreciate that. You already know what it is. For all those who are listening, call up. We got the real Fly Diz on the line. He is taking over my switchboard, y'all, and I love it. It just shows how much people stand behind him, and, you know, how this is. You'll see how far he's going to go just off his support alone. We had Grandma call in, so that's how you know it's real. Call us up, 347-857-4302. Also, I just want to also ask you, even though this is not my day to do interviews, but because I have you up here, just, you know, I just want to know, like, do you have any words for the other people that, you know what I'm saying, that are doing what you're doing, that are, you know, do you have any words of encouragement, words of advice, or, you know, do you have anything to say for those going to come up just as you? No? Are you there?
Oh, yeah. My fault. Like, I'm...
You can't be zoning out. I'm asking you a real serious question. You cannot be zoning out like that. And you want to really make me sit here and repeat it again?
All right. You could just, the question, you're going to have to just run through it real fast. Sorry.
One of my pet peeves, me repeating myself. But all right. I said, do you have any words of encouragement or words of advice for those who are trying to do what you're doing? Like, for all your niggas, whatever. People that are trying to do what you're doing, do you have any words to them? Like, do you have anything to say?
Oh, don't give up. Like, honestly, you only can get better. Like, that's how I did it. Like, I only been doing this since 08. And for real, I started really rapping, like, 2 years ago on some real shit. Like, we did it for fun on MySpace in 08. And niggas, my son, me and my son, OC, I'm going to have him calling, too. He's the CEO of OBW, too. But he, by himself, he had 3 million plays on MySpace. He had deals on the table. It was just that niggas was young and playing around. We ain't taking it serious. So he just switched up. So I had to pick up his slack right now. That's what I'm doing. Like, I mean, other than that, don't give up. Like, don't let nobody shoot your dreams down, too. That shit is whack. Like, they just hating. More haters, you doing something great. So, like, just push. That's how I feel.
Most definitely. I do. I think those are really good words that you could share to anybody. I'm just still waiting for my thing to load up with your next track in. But definitely again, I do appreciate you. Black, is there anything that you want to say to this?
This is zone out.
Let me see. As far as a question for Diz, pretty much, you said you started 08. So what was your motivating factor that got you started to taking it serious?
Oh, I'm, like, honestly, like, it's just, I'm going to keep it a buck with you. Like, I just see all these rappers, and I know, like, we did it for fun. We having fun with it. Like, then it's just like, I'm doing it for fun, but this is what I really love to do. Like, why not make something out of it? Like, so I was just listening to all these rappers. I'm like, yo, I'm not going to say no names because, you know, one day I might do a song with them. So I'm not going to say no names, but it's just like, nah, let me pick it up. Let me do what I could do. I'm a Libra, like, we learn quick, we creative, so I'm just on it. Like, from there on, like, it's easy to me now. Just take time, have patience.
That's the thought. So, definitely, it should be like another 2 minutes before your thing, your song is ready to get played. Black, is Miss Blue still on the line first? Is she still 2 minutes?
Is she on the line?
Miss Loxie Blue.
No, she has departed briefly.
Mm-hmm. All right, cool. So basically what we're going to do is in a few seconds, I'm just waiting for the Friday song to really, like, just load, and then we'll get into that, and then basically come back and talk about what we were talking about before. We got 30 seconds until it happens, so thank you again, Flyers. We're still staying on the line because after this song, probably going to, you know, we're going to give you some feedback on what we think about it.
Okay, thanks.
No problem. All right, so what we're about to do is, Black, whenever you're ready, just get into the track by
no other
yes,
than the real.
Getting into the track.
Yes, by no other than the real Flydiz. Lego.
Lego. That's that bow flex.
Lego.
In my pretty car.
Okay, so yeah, I just checked it. So it should be swimming out. You ready, Buck? All right, so now we're about to get into Bowflex by Mr. Flydiz. So let's go.
Street Empire, we legendary.
Definitely the real Flydiz rocking out with them today. I'm over here getting it in. Hey, that's what's up. What you think about that track, Black?
I'm just going to say this. I need Flydiz on pregame radio like yesterday.
Oh, that was, he said like yesterday. I'm definitely on it. I'm with you.
Hold up. Did you ask me, Black, if you can even consider using the Fly Biz on pregame? Are you kidding me right now?
Wait, hey, I'm thinking. this is the reason why we do the Thursday thing, so I can scout the talent on pregame radio as well. And now, how often is it that artists that come through All Barbs, besides Miss Roxy Blue and others, you know, a couple of others, that be like, yo, I need to get to more pregame radio. Like, that joint right there was some good shit. Like, I was feeling the beat. And I'm not gonna lie, as soon as I heard it, I thought it was on some some next two chains bullshit. You know, that's what happened. But as he started going and the star kept going, like, yo, this is some dope shit. I gotta have him on here.
All right, well, I mean, he already knows. He can get ideas. You know how that goes. Let me just take this call, though. Last four digits is 8940. You're live on air.
Is that my mom?
Yeah, is she here?
Hello, Ma.
Hello?
Hey, what's up? You know, he took a long time to get on the radio, yo. What's up, son?
What's up, Ma?
Okay, you all right? You all right?
Yeah, I'm good, Ma.
I'm really trying to understand this young generation with all the cursing, but, you know, you sooner or later when you want to go up top, you got to, you know, cool it down. You know what I'm saying?
Let him know. He needs some radio edited.
You know, you got to bring it back and make it, you know, more professional because you want all your listeners to listen to it, not just your generation.
You're right,
but,
Ma.
You know, keep up the good work. I love you.
Thank you. I love you, too.
About to get back in. You had me on hold for a minute, but you were worth it.
Sorry. Of course.
You were worth it. I thank everyone for supporting my son, keeping him encouraged, just keep him in his prayers like I do. And hopefully we'll all meet soon. I love you.
Thank you, Mom.
Thank you for having him on the show, and you do your thing.
You're welcome. Thank you as well. Thank you. So what? It is. Like, how does it feel to, you know, like, have all of these people call in and be like, shout out to Fizz? How does it feel?
It's crazy, though, because I'm not even famous yet. Like, that's how I look at it. Like, I don't even care about the fame, honestly. Like, I just want to be heard, man. Like, other niggas want to do fame and money. Like, I'm trying to get out the hood because it's struggling. Like, other than that, I mean, I'm just trying to have fun with it, man. Like, it's crazy to hear other people really call in and, like, show love, especially when you don't tell certain people to do it and then they out of nowhere they call. Like, it's crazy. Like, some of these people I ain't even tell a call. Like, so it's wild.
That's what's up, boo. That's what's up. Definitely. I don't want to keep you too long, but just thank you for rocking out with us, rocking out with me, sending me your music. You already know how I feel, so thank you again.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me on the show. And Black, holla at me. You know I'm about to get on that pregame. I'm gonna write you on Twitter right now. The grind don't stop.
Oh, but wait, we have one more caller calling in. Last four digits, hold on, because that is a positive for you. Last four digits is 2964. You're live on air. 296. Hold on, damn, my switchboard just jumped. Sorry. 2399. Last four digits is 2399.
Give a big shout out to Fly Diz, aka Fly Diz.
Who that?
That's the boy Soul right there, man.
Oh, that's the boy Soul. That's my son that was just on the track just now on the second verse of Both Life, man. That's my son right there. He engineered most of my shit, man. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't probably be on these radio shows doing this thing right now. So I got to show love to him and that support, of course. Y'all going to hear from him soon.
Yeah, we're a team, man. We got to drop this mixtape.
Yeah, that's coming too. That mixtape call. We ain't even out yet. Real talk.
Not yet.
Out yet.
Y'all over there scheming on a mixtape.
Yeah.
Well, definitely when that mixtape drop, I would like to hear it, you know.
Oh, already, everyone will hear that one.
Yeah, that's to the south. That's to VA, to New York, to New York, to VA.
Already, we're taking over the world.
BACBOBDUB, you already.
Now, I better remember them names.
Word. I do this on a regular basis. So anybody that's hot to me, I don't forget their names. But anybody that's whack, I might ask you to repeat yourself one more time. So.
I can't blame you.
Most definitely. But thank you. Do you have any shout outs? Did you get your shout outs besides this? You know, is there anybody else that you want to give a shout out to?
Nah, I'll just tell you to shout out my nigga Flat Diz. That's it.
You're ready.
Thank you. Let me get into this next caller, Diz. I believe it's for you, too. Last four digits is 8015. 8015, you're live on air.
Yo, what up?
Oh, I know who that is. It's good, man.
What's up, my nigga? I told you I had you. It was good, yo. Sorry, I've been on hold for a minute, though. I was texting your ass, like, what's good? But nah, I just called to shout you out. So, show some love,
man.
Whatever.
That's what it is, aww, man. Thank you for calling.
Right, I'll be at the end of the month. I'm going to come fuck with you.
You
let the callers know who this is that's calling in for you, though? Can you say your name?
Oh, sorry. This is Tiffany from Virginia, Richmond.
Oh, Richmond's in the building, VA, the DMV area.
Also, a shout-out to Soul, because I know that nigga, too. No, all y'all funny-ass niggas, but y'all keep doing y'all thing.
All right, thank you, man.
You're welcome, yo. All right, Jeff.
All right. So, Diz, thank you. Oh, my gosh, another caller.
I got a whole list coming. I'm sorry. I know I'm going to get off,
it's okay.
But it's going to keep coming.
All right, let me get this caller in. Last word, this is 5691. 5691, you're live on air.
Hi. I still wanted to call in. Shout out to Fly Diz. This is Shanti.
Shanti wants me. That's that Portland love.
I don't know
what
if
up?
I wasn't too late. I was like, damn. But
thank you. You're not late. Another hour to go.
Okay, bye, Fly Diz.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you. That's the truck. That's the truck. That's definitely the truck. All the love. Shout out to Fly Diz. Definitely for all those listening, tuning in right now, you can definitely, he's having me on Twitter. You can definitely find him at the real Fly Diz. And that's Fly with two Y's and Diz with two Z's. And hit him up. Let him know. Like, don't be afraid to ask that nigga, like, this good. Can you jump on my track? Because I think he'll definitely make your shit fire. So, definitely.
Nah, you gotta show love to Nikki Bob, man. Like, everybody called in and showed love to me. They should have shown love to you too.
And thank you, but I mean, you know, they were calling in just, you know, due to the support of you as well. You know, just showing you love. I get to my love, you know. I get to my love. I'm letting you soaking on the glory because right now this is your time. So, but thank you for the shout out. Yes, me Nikki Barbs, your whole as your head game. Follow me on Twitter. I follow back. Thank you, yo. I just, you know, I'm just really happy that you are doing your thing, and I definitely do. Just keep it up, keep it moving. You know, you have my support. If I can help out anyway, you know, I always try to. And I'll definitely be tuning in for pregame radio, which every day Brooklyn Black decides to get you on. He has his own setup and itinerary. You're gonna definitely need to submit some stuff so that you could be on his show, so that way that you can see if you get pregame approved or pregame disapproved. And I highly doubt that you'll get disapproved, even though it has happened. But I highly doubt that you'll get disapproved. So. Shout out to you again. Thank you for tuning in and sending all your shit to All Bobs Radio. And just thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, man. I'm going to just say my last words. OB Dub to the casket, that's the original breadwinners. Be out here like out here, you heard? And before I go, though, I got to shout out to my son, Peter Sutton, because he up next. I don't know if y'all ever played his songs yet. Sonny, he coming for niggas, man. Real talk. He got a couple videos out. Check him out, man. Hippies and Goons, H&G, that's what we do, dope gang, nigga. Yeah?
That's what it is. So definitely, that's what's up. All right. So back to you and I, man. I actually was thinking about what we were talking about just a few minutes ago as far as the whole
abusing. Let me ask you a question. What do you think is the most outrageous thing a man could do to a female besides kill her ass, like in the midst of a heated argument or, you know, and him being enraged over her? What do you think is the most, like, crazy thing that a dude could ever do to a female in a heated situation besides kill her?
Well, I think the worst thing, like, because, of course, you know, you can physically beat someone down, but when you mentally and emotionally do it, like, I feel that's, those scars are worse than any other physical scar that you can give. Like, once you have a woman pretty much second-guessing herself and not, you know, not appreciating her self-worth, then, you know, that's the worst you can do, in my opinion.
I'll definitely show you. I mean, you know, the floor is open to you. If there's anything you want to share or ask me, you definitely can.
What's up?
I said you definitely can ask. The floor is open to you, so you could definitely ask me something or, you know, if you're supposed to, you know, elaborate.
Actually, I want to go into this Sunny Tali joint real quick.
Another Sunny Tali joint? No problem. Let's get into that.
All right, let's get into it. Be right back.
Be right back.
Should have been known what this was, nigga. Dope gang. Modern day hippie in this bitch. Sipping and still rolling. We in it. I got them Jordans on my feet, on my kicks like Ryu in this bitch. With a bitch like Chun Li on my left arm, yeah, you know she bad as shit. Ain't the life that I had chose, for real, this music chose me. And for my niggas who not with me, swear I'll always keep it G. With a cup of OE, I pour some out. Niggas been know what I was about. Fix your face, niggas always pout. Find your teeth, probably knock some out. Don't like bullshit, it's like I hate Bill Cosby. Hate fake niggas even more than that. Smoke my weed till the lung collapse. Got niggas on pause like a full court track. This that shit, we sitting there. This take your bitch, shit don't really even need no hook. Blow make dollars, keep your cinch. Like hair clips, how niggas stay bent. Oh, this your house? Fuck your couch, fuck your bitch. Then I'm out, late to the base, bitch, yeah, I'm out. Fish in the sea today, I'ma try trout. Like a tight end, how I run my routes. Ready to rumble, heavyweight bout. Afro thunder, handful of jumpers. Smell fear, nigga, only wolves in the jungle. Howling, straight growling, what's up? At the top of a mountain, styling. Out wildin' like fuck on Wednesday. Fuck Friday, every day get paid. Late night, fuckin' nigga, I don't do dates. Keep your grams, we do weight. Rick Ross on the scale, bag obese. I might as well be blue, bitch, I'm a beast. Stomping my teeth, busting my drawers. Monday night, shit, nigga, I'm raw. Praying I fall, you should pray that I die. Cause bitch, if I don't, I'm coming for y'all. They want it down, I'ma be Jaws. Ripping this shit like a nigga got claws. Live fast, hoe, what the fuck is the law? Went ahead and murked this shit, I have probable cause to be what you dope. This the part where you kill yourself, let me hand you the raw. 25 bitches on my dick. That's 25 niggas, you probably mad as shit. We rolled up, got bottles on deck, get pulled up. Couple lean of some Xanax, load up.
Couple lean of some Xanax, load up.
25 bitches on my dick. That's 25 niggas who probably mad as shit. I'm bad as shit. I'm bad as shit.
Yeah.
I'm bad as shit, nigga, I'm that shit.
Grind, homie, I got it. Trapping, nigga, I'm about it. Bad bitch from the tropics. Ass fat, yeah, she got it. Ride around with that mask on, cause bad niggas be watching. Huh? Throw money, she pop it.
Throw money, she pop it.
True university, though. Flow hit hard like Klitschko. Only get money with kinfolk. I win, motherfucker, you been broke. Never catch me on that dip low. Sweet girl with them sweet lips. Get my dick a sweet kiss. What a sweet life that I live. Aim my shoes and I pull it back. End of the road like a cul-de-sac. Trying to do this trapping thing, but I keep on smoking all my strains. All my weed from California. Nigga, I live in VA. Who the blame when you fucked up? I let it go, so you lucked up. Two bad bitches wanna suck the fuck. I take it down, she dress me up. I dress up, she take me down. It's on.
Shots to that Patron. Got me feeling on. 25 bitches on my dick. That's 25 niggas who probably mad as shit. We rolled up, got bottles on deck and pulled up. Couple lean of some Xanax, load up.
Couple lean of some Xanax, load up.
25 bitches on my dick. That's 25 niggas who probably mad as shit. I'm bad as shit. I'm bad as shit.
I'm bad as shit, nigga, I'm that shit.
And I ain't got nothing to prove either, nigga. This that real VA shit, nigga. No gang. Hippies and goons. Stoner life movement all day, every night. Huh? Niggas be mad cause they be like, next track, is he gonna kill this one too? And he killing you mad. You wait for a right track, you not gonna get that. You're not gonna get.
Oh, he killed the track. Like, oh, he killed the track.
Yeah, like, stop killing the track. We can't.
Chop lick all up in his nose.
I'm sorry, it's just, when you good at that shit, you do it. Like, you do it. Like, rubber touching the cover, touching the, I don't know nothing about you. Free man! Like, no. We don't sound like that guy. No, we rap.
What's going on? It's your girl, Nikki Vibes, live on All Vibes Radio. Thank you all for tuning in and listening. I really do appreciate you guys. Mwah. We just had the Real Fly Diz in the building, tearing it the fuck down. That's what the fuck I'm talking about. But getting back into this track that was just playing, I think it was cool. I like the beat. I like the whole, you know, the concept of what he was talking about. It was all right. I mean, something that I probably will listen to every now and then, but not something that's not going to be in my rotation, like my playlist. Black, what you think?
I definitely dug it. You know, that'll be something cool. Like, I'll definitely see myself playing that on pregame radio. Like, it had a message to it. So cool. I was definitely feeling it, and it just wasn't some regular song, you know what I'm saying? It was a song with purpose. It was a song with premise. Like, you could tell he took a while and thought it out, you know what I mean? So definitely.
That's what's up. I definitely do want to just give a shout-out to Aunt Heavenly. You know, she's one of my really closest friends. And right now, you know, her man is sick. He just had some surgery. And then turn around, the little new baby ended up getting sick. So, you know, she's holding it down in her home, being the doctor, the nurse, the, you know, everything. And I just want to shout-out to her because I love her so much. And if you are listening, you know, if there's anything that you need me to do, any help, you know, you only live but so far away from me, and I could definitely get to you, girl. So definitely shout out to her. Black, also what I wanted to talk to you about, too, is how do you feel about public arguments? Like, do you feel like it's cool to address a situation that you and your partner is having right then and there outside on the street, or do you believe that, you know, the business should stay kind of like in within the home or within some type of four walls?
Well, the thing about me, like, I'm not one for making a public spectacle out of myself, even though, like, I am a radio personality, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, as far as arguing in the street or outside in a place, you know what I'm saying, a place where there's going to be other extra people in your business, you know what I'm saying? I'm not really for that because who knows what could be said. And once you start an argument out in the middle of the street, whatever is said, there's no, you know, there's no coming back from. You can't really be like, yo, I didn't mean to say that, because even if you meant to say it or not, there's still going to be people who you don't know
mm-hmm.
who heard it. And they'll be going like, yo, you heard how she said it? He got a little dick and yeah, yeah, you know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've heard a couple of those arguments before. And I do, you know, I mean, I always say, like, damn, bitch, like, you now you want to talk about how little his dick is, but beforehand you were still on it, though. So, I mean, I guess, you know, I just need with public argumentation. I don't handle that very well. Like, I will be the bitch to you screaming and talking, and I'm walking away. Catch me if you can. I definitely do agree 100% of what you're saying. I feel like, you know, when you are going through something with your significant other, your mate, your boo, your friends will benefit, whatever have you, whatever that nigga or bitch is to you. I just honestly believe in just keeping it private because, yes, I can take that, I can overhear that you had a little dick and I can run with it. And that doesn't necessarily have to be the case. And she could probably have just been saying that just to
because she was mad at you and all types of stuff. I'm one not to believe in what, you know, in what I hear, per se, but, you know, how that goes. Do you have any questions for me, Mr. Black?
At the current time, the only question pretty much is, not that you've been in one, but have you seen, like, maybe one of your homegirls or, you know, a family member in one of those types of abuse relationships? Because remember, the abuse doesn't have to be always physical, you know.
No,
it could be verbal. You know, like, have you, you know, and have you tried to step in and tell you, for like, yo, listen, this is not, you know, this isn't healthy. You shouldn't, like, what have you done? You know what I mean? Like, how have you done anything, if you've seen it, to kind of prevent it or anything like that?
Yes. I definitely have. You know, one of my good friends, you know, love her to death. I just wish that when it came to men, she was a little bit like me on her choices. But she's a grown-ass woman, and definitely she went through something with a guy, and this guy was just basically telling her, you know, like, yeah, you know, you're the only one. I love you. I want to do this. I want to plan a future with you. You know, I can't see myself without you in my life type shit, the drama, the bullshit. And, you know, she really sat there and she really believed it, and she kept going forth with the relationship, and then to come to find out, you know, she's been fucking with other bitches. Everything that he was telling her, he was telling to the other females. And then I actually kind of got involved in that, and I really didn't want to, but because both parties knew me, they both felt like, you know, I'm going to call Tish, and I'm going to vent, and I'm going to let her know the business. And when it came down for me to have, you know, saying what I felt on both ends, you know, he basically just, like, he's no longer in the picture. And, you know, I just always encourage my female friends. I don't have many, but I do encourage them to just be a woman first. Like, fuck this other shit. Like, I can't. This nigga is talking to you, telling you X, Y, and Z, and you can know certain things is not true. And just take that and run with it. Don't sit there and settle just because you want to say that you have someone. Let that nigga fucking be of value to you. Let him actually be the one to explain to you how much he really, really does love you through, you know, not even just through words, but basically, you know, through actions. And I just, you know, I try not to get in my friend's business, so I try not to get involved with their personal life as far as their mate, because I'm not fucking either one of them. So at the end of the day, I could just only share advice like, be a woman first, you know, don't let this guy hit you. If you feel like it's getting too crazy, then one, walk away, somebody be the bigger person. And that's about it, you know. I mean, we all go through stuff. I've been a victim of verbal abuse, you know. You have somebody just fucking screaming at you all day, every day, and it doesn't make you feel good. And sometimes it can actually it can make one person who actually have really bad insecurities really do something crazy, either to themselves or to others. So I definitely do not support the whole bullying and the whole domestic shit. If you got something to say, say that shit to that person. If they don't like it, oh, well, keep it moving. Then they don't have to fuck with you. They don't necessarily have to talk to you again, and just keep it moving.
And I even, you know, I've even seen it because, you know, it's not as like, you know, you're not just going to beat up your girl right in front of me. Like, if I'm outside and, you know what I'm saying, it's just the, I guess that's the chivalrous nature that I have. You know, like I said, I was brought up single mom, I got older sisters and things like that. You're not going to just beat up a chick in front of me. You know what I mean? And even comes to, like, you know, I have female friends and things like that. Like, recently, there's this one chick. A while ago, I was trying to get at her, but, you know, she's used to, you know, those thug-ass dudes who respect her. And she ain't know how to handle it. So she what's the word you kids use nowadays? She dubbed me.
Oh, dub, yes, we were talking about dub. She definitely dubbed your ass, so she curbed you.
So yeah, so she dubbed me, and then, you know, she's with this dude, and now she's hit me up, oh, he abuses me, he does this, so why are you still with him? And, like, what do you want me to do? Like, you know, when I was, you know, when I was hollering at you, you wasn't trying to hear that. You know, you wanted the dude that would cuss you out and be like, fuck you, bitch, you ain't shit, and go upside your head. That's, you know, not saying that's the shit you wanted, but that's the shit you was attracted to. You know, you was attracted to the dude who would actually sit on the phone and listen to what you're saying. you know, to the point where you're like, are you still there? Yeah, I'm here listening to what you got to say.
You know, you're not
wasn't used to that. So now you got what you're used to, and it's not what you want. You know, and I'm not saying, you know, it's good for, but it's like, you know, when you have something good right in front of your face, when you have something good that has been something different, something you're not used to, you were scared, you fell back, and you went to what you were used to. Now what you're used to is not something you like anymore, something you don't want for yourself. And, you know, that ship done sailed, yo.
I'm sure. Yeah, hell yeah. I wish you
all the best, and I hope you can get yourself out of that situation, but I'm not going to, you know, I'm not a superhero. I'm not going to come in, like I said, if he does it in front of my face, yeah, I'm going to step in, like, he's not going to be beating on you in front of me, but I'm not going to go and head out there to where you at and jump in front of the nigga like I'm some, you know, superhero or whatever. I'm not going to do that, you know, because you're grown. You know, and as much as we hate it, we got to also realize the women that are in these situations, they're going to say, oh, I'm scared if he leaves. But, yo, y'all got the power to leave. Y'all got the power to go get help. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of women, it's not like they're alone. Yes, some of them are alone. Some of them, they don't have no family. They don't have no friends. So they feel all they have is that abuser. But about a good percentage of them, they have family. They got friends, you know what I'm saying? But they don't go to them. They don't talk with them or none of that. So they don't go for that help. And then when they try to go for the help, it's too late. He done broke a bone. He done poured acid on her, you know what I'm saying? And you heard the stories, the abuse stories get crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's to the point, like, you know, the women, they got, you know, y'all got to really, if y'all love yourself and portraying this bad bitch persona, like, y'all really got to live it, you know what I'm saying? Y'all really got to live it. Y'all, if y'all put that up, because there's no way hell you can be a bad bitch all about your shit, all about yourself, all about your shit, but you got homeboy, as soon as you get in the house, you go upside your head because you came in 5 minutes late.
That's crazy.
Or you at a party, and, you know, you might bump into a guy, and he says, oh, sorry, and you smile, oh, it's okay. Next, you know, you got to ask him when you get home because he saw you talking to some next guy.
Okay.
If you're in a situation, you can get out of them. But go ahead, Miss Nikki.
Yes, I wanted to say, because I can't refresh my switchboard. I don't know if you can refresh your switchboard, but I know I have one of my callers trying to call in. If you can, just put through 0344 if it's showing up on your switchboard, because on mine, it's not showing up.
0344 has yet to show up here yet.
Okay. That's cool. So I guess I got to move on, but let's just get into this. I believe the next track that I do want to play, and so that I can give the person, you know, that's trying to call me a chance to get in or whatever. You still don't see the number, 0344, last 4 digits?
Nah, not at all.
Okay, well, moving on. Let's just get into this this track by, basically, let me see. I'm so bad with Twitter names, so I just want to know. I just want to know, basically, am I saying it right?
I would say T-Pool.
So we'll be right back. Going to this commercial break, you are tuning in to All Barbs Radio with me, the lovely How's Your Head Game, and your host, Nikki Barbs. And I got my ace and queen over here at Brooklyn Black. Miss Angel Love Tweets, my co-host. She's doing the damn thing right now. She's definitely in a meeting with some big vendors right now for All Barbs. We are looking at sponsors from vodka companies right now. So we're about to get crazy. We're about to do some photo shoots with some vodka. Like, what do you feel about that? Like, you're going to see me soon on a billboard, possibly.
Like I said before, and I'll keep saying it, I'm just real happy that the moves that All Barbs is making, you know what I'm saying? And this is just shit I predicted, you know what I'm saying? This is something I predicted. That's why I was more than 100% happy and more than 100% willing to put a pregame radio to back All Barbs, you know what I'm saying, anything that they do, which is why where All Barbs Radio came from. Like, this is just something I want to be a part of because I see the potential that you ladies are doing. I see the potential that you guys could come up with.
Thank you. We're definitely grinding. I'm definitely, you know, I work really hard. I go hard in anything and everything that I do. I go hard. I go so hard sometimes that I end up hurting myself. But at the end of the day, I look at these wounds and these
any scars or battle scars and stuff like that. So I'm with it. I just can't wait for these big checks to come rolling in. So I definitely, you know, I'm thankful and I'm blessed and I'm basically just waiting around for me and Angel to, like, basically have this shit taken off the map. But shout out to Angel Love Tweets, my co-host and the owner of All Barbs. Ladies, if you want to join a positive women's influential movement, as you can see, we're doing big things right now. We got everything media. We're on radio stations. We're about to be soon on a TV station near you. We are doing really, really big things. You'll probably see us partying in a town near you because we're acts right now. This is the summertime. We got a long list of people asking us to come out and to, you know, be host their events. Pretty much, I have somebody asking me to co-host on their show. So, I mean, you know, just big things is popping over here. Big things is popping, and I'm staying humble throughout all of it. But like I said again, like, I just have to thank everybody that supports me, all my listeners, because if it was not for you, I really would have no reason on us to doing this. So thank you again, and let's just get into this T-Pole track, so that way when I come back on, we can take some more callers. Call-in number again.
I mean, when you really out here getting to it, you ain't concerned about how another nigga do it.
Play that music.
Too many niggas out here taking the bitch roll, concerned about his bankroll and where that nigga dick go. I sit back and laugh as I sit slow. Slap your chick on her ass, enjoying a strip show. Beautiful view from behind my soul's windows. The king's sitting as visit, feel me like wind blow. Draped in exclusive linens that can't be found in town. Like the club, but when I tell her where you bring 10 goals. Surrounded by niggas that I consider my kinfolk. And bad chicks that use their mouth when on their intro. Sorry, you can't relate. Stand back and observe. Cruising my own lane, I'm about to kick it in third. Reaching maximum speed, bring it back to my team. Break bread and toast to living out our many dreams. That nigga Gert put me on so many different schemes. My nigga Zay put me in my first ORG. Uncle Ritter, I don't need anybody fucking with me. My brother Jay, the youngest G, a man Christy. Cream, what the fuck are you telling? Hey man, is you jealous? I keep a clip full of that whole nigga repellent. Seems that they infatuated with the ball pool. Pillow talking with good hoes won't get you this now. I'ma go get a nigga the mission and glue. We wear that same size, but you can't walk in my shoes. Victorious music with solo fresh champagne flutes for all the souls lost. A 21 gun salute. Salute to all the soldiers that paved the way and those who helped build this country while enslaved. I pray a nigga never get caught slipping. Pack luggage, yeah, them boys stay tripping. Trap fucking, got some niggas who stay flipping. Too many Jordans, but some of y'all really pippin'. Conversations on how to kid get it. Don't worry about it, just know that I did it. We know that you didn't. This movie ain't scripted. Can't recognize real. You don't fit the description. Pursuit for the money. My palms they itching. My nigga, I read it. Meet y'all at the finish. I need a couple commas in between them digits. Won't be fooled by snakes. I recognize the hissing. I'm an artist. Don't wind up like a piston. You niggas talk mess and end up in a tight position. Head on collision. Meet death with open arms. Or have a permanent affliction. Dig into this money. Don't need an intervention. Stress. Deep. Official massages for the tension. Don't feel like driving. Chauffeurs for the business. Me and the outlook through the evidence lenses. Yeah. What you expect? Pull.
Don't fade me, swag so wavy, born in the 80s. If you don't know, network
since two websites and magazines. That's mean.
Listen, stepped out the womb, no struggle. Had moms, had pops, still chose to hustle. Running wild pit bull with no muzzle. These cold streets, frenemies won't hug you. It's in my enemy, friends turn to enemies. Still sinning, but I'm winning. God forgive my evil deeds. My net niggas running this game. 2K, since we here and we gon' ball. 2K. I'm in the zone of my own. Yeah, crowded room, but I'm still so alone. Okay. Sitting on the top shelf. Go broke, I'm cooking up top chef. Yeah. Deuce, lead the way for me. Swift will let it spray for me. Please clear the way for me. Go against me, much blasphemy.
Cause it's lies on the lips of your peeps. Telling you that it's love when it's beef. Now you watching for them and police. Knowing that they knowing where your mom sleep. But you still do your thing in the street. Knowing that you settle things like a G. Network, work it out how it be. Munch dough, stretch it out to some G. Now I could've said Mills, but they ain't me. I keep it 100 to some keys. And still keep it running till I sleep. And I rent Brooklyn till I see.
Yes, you know, we are back, we are back, we are back. All Bars Radio, Black, what you think about Mr. T-Pole's joint? Yo, Black.
Yes, my bad, my bad. That joint.
Yeah, oh, my fucking God.
I was kind of I was taken back. I was kind of in shock after that T Pole joint, and I was really feeling that Deuce to Privilege also.
Thank you. I'm gonna need you to fucking stay with me. Don't make it seem like I'm talking to myself right now. For real, for real.
I'm sorry, baby.
Anyway, I definitely want to take this corner. You hear me? I'm all mad and shit. Let me take this caller. Last four digits is 0344. You're live on the air with me, Nikki Box. What's up? Are you there, caller? 0344? Caller, are you here?
I tell you, you be intimidating people, man.
Oh, shit. Hello?
Oh, you're on. Okay, you see, I don't intimidate nobody. Black, shut your ass up. Shut up.
Yo, I didn't
How
even
you
know
doing?
I was doing.
Yes, that's why I said pay attention. Listen for your last four digits of your number to be called, because once I say it, you're live on air. How you doing, though?
Nah.
Can you let the people know who you are and where you're calling from?
Nah, I'm calling from Brooklyn, East New York, right? I'm calling from London in the project.
Shout out to London.
Shout out to London. Yeah, you know, we good. I'm just chilling right now. Just got for work and shit.
BK in the building, heavy. I definitely do appreciate that. So, what's up? You calling to say what up to me or what?
Yeah, I'm going to call and say what up, though. What? I just finally got through after I just tried, like, 10 times and shit. I'm just checking. And all that. Just seeing what's up, though. Have you shout out real quick. Shout out to you and your host and all that.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. I definitely do appreciate you calling in and bearing with me throughout the complications of you trying to get through to me. But thank you again.
Well, that's no problem, no problem. I had to do this for you real quick and all that. Make sure everything's okay and cool.
Oh, I'm all right. Yo, you already know what my stresses is, but I'm all right. I'm hanging in there. I'm hanging.
All right, cool. That's what's up. So that's
all
right, how y'all doing what y'all doing and all that.
All right, we'll just keep rocking with us. I'm going to take this next caller. The last four digits are 6354. You're live on air.
What's going on? It's your girl, Michael, from Healthy Radio. How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I just called in a little bit earlier, and I heard him talking about women that's been in abusive relationships, and I actually have been in one, and I wanted
girls
to
talk about it.
And, like, I understand a lot of people say exactly what you said, oh, you can get out of it. But with physical abuse, normally comes mental abuse, and that person breaks you down so much where you feel as if you have nowhere else to go anyway. Even if you ran to somebody, oh, they're not going to care. No one else cares about you but me. If you go anywhere, you're going to be by yourself forever. You know,
ain't no nigga going to treat you the way I do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just, you know, I only treat you like this because I love you so much, and when you do stuff, mm-hmm. frustrates me so bad, and I just mm-hmm. don't know how to deal with it because I love you so much. And you know, it's a lot of mental abuse that goes with physical abuse. So, you know, lucky for me, I got out of it. But you know, it's a lot of women who can't get out of it only because they're like they feel as if they have that stuff to do. They can't go anywhere else. Like, for a while, I was like, oh, my God, if I leave him, I'm going to be by myself forever. Nobody else wants me. I'm ugly. And, like, wow. I find myself still to this day feeling unpretty or feeling unworthy of being with anybody because of all the years of mental abuse that I've been through. But, you know, luckily, my mom came in and was like, yo, you're moving out of this house now. She packed up my stuff for me and moved me clear across the country. Well, not clear across the country, but she moved me from Maryland to fucking Georgia, and I stayed there for a couple years, and, like, I'm out of that now, but if it wasn't for my mother moving me, I probably would still be there or dead.
Well, I just want to say something to you. Shouts out to you for, you know, finally leaving the situation, because, girl, it's easier said than done. I've been through it as well. So when you sit here and you tell me all these things, I could definitely relate with you because those are things that you do hear. And I honestly believe that for me, how it first started out was the verbal abuse, the verbal and the emotional abuse. And that's what led to the physical abuse. You know what I'm saying? And I did. And, you know, I have a child. And, you know, I just didn't want to be, a statistic to society, you know, young black women just with a baby daddy and all types of things. But I'm just really happy that you left that situation and just always know that you are beautiful. I don't know how you look, but you're beautiful. You're beautiful. And don't let no one ever tell you any different because you are not living for anybody. You are living for yourself. So definitely keep that in mind. And you have to ask yourself, I don't know if you have kids or not, but would you want your younger daughter, would you want your daughter to go through that? Or would you want your son to have to be dealing with a female, you know what I'm saying, that's going to put him in certain situations where he's looked upon as the bad one because he's just trying to, you know, calm this individual down or, you know, basically say what he wants to say. So just keep moving. Keep your head up high. Don't give a fuck about what nobody has to say because you were put on this earth for a purpose, and that purpose was not to have everybody in the whole entire world fuck with you or like you. So, you know, I'm glad that you did get out of it. Just more power to you. Keep it moving. Don't look back because that's when you know you'll start to see yourself tripping and stumbling into things. Do not look back. Just keep moving forward.
Like, I have, you know, three kids, and my oldest is a girl, and, like, the guy that I'm with now is, like, the best guy I've ever dated, I swear, in my life.
And that's good. I'm so happy for you.
So, all the time, oh, you're beautiful, I love you, you're gorgeous, and, like, he doesn't, if he gets upset, he'd much rather leave the room than even raise his voice at me because he knows what I've been through, and I appreciate him so much.
And that's a real man right there. Thank you again, sweetie, and, you definitely, you know, I do, you know, when it comes down to that, I do give a lot of speeches on, you know, just to influence women because I've been through a lot myself, so I'm able to share my stories and to help and inspire other women. So, you know, I'm here every Thursdays and Tuesdays at the same time, at this number. So for any reason, you know, you wanted to holler at me, you know, I have a Twitter, I have a Facebook and all of that. I'll definitely give you my information. And when you just want somebody to call and talk to, you definitely can call me because that situation right there, I definitely can relate to.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in.
No problem.
All right, I'm going to take this next caller really quickly. Last four digits of the number is 8, hold on a second, let me get my switchboard up and running. Okay, 8088, you're live on air with me.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm fine. Who's this?
It's me. I'm calling about the comment that Black made about the abusive relationship, stating that you could have told your friends or your family and so forth. You can't do that because the reason that you really don't want to is because you don't want to get anyone else involved because they could get hurt. And then you would feel really bad about that because you told your big brother, he can't be confronted, the guy, and the guy hurts or kills your brother, then what? You still stuck and your brother's gone. Or somebody else in the family could get hurt. And not only that, everybody has an opinion. Well, I think you should do this, you should do that. The bottom line is when you get ready to go, you got to know you have to go. You can't be, you can be afraid, but fear will make you do what you have to do to survive. And if you have children, that's your main focus. So I'm just commenting about the women that get out. If you haven't been in a situation, you can't offer an opinion because until you do it, you don't know it. So if someone comes to you, I can only suggest that you give them as much moral support as possible and a safe place. But not to say, well, girl, if I was you, I was this and I was that. You have no idea what you would do when somebody's beating you constantly, cutting you, or threatening you with a gun. Everybody has an opinion, but it's your life you have to save. That's my comment.
Thank you so much for sharing that. Black, do you have anything to say to that?
Excuse me?
No, I said thank you so much for a comment, and I just wanted to get Black back online and just to hear his response to what you said or for his comment. Black, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Like I said, my thing is, granted, you don't want to get no one else in that situation, but at the same time, that those people you don't want to get in that situation, they're going to feel some type of way because you have a problem, and these people are your family, your friends, your support system, your backbone, and you're not telling them, like, yeah, they're going to have their opinion, yeah, they're going to want to do something just off the fact that they love you and they don't want to see anything bad happen to you, you know, and the worst comes to worst, say this dude beat you into a coma, something like that, and we'll be more upset because we didn't know. There was nothing that, you know, we felt there was nothing we could have done or anything that we could have did to help you. Not saying we're going to get into it just to get ourselves hurt or to hurt the other dude, but at the end of the day, we're more so concerned about how you're feeling, how that woman's feeling, you know. So I understand, like, you know, you don't want to get nobody else hurt or anything like that, but at the same time, you got to take into account these people care about you, and how selfish is that? Like, you have something wrong with you, and you need help, and you're not reaching out.
Okay, I agree with you, Black. It's just the way that you have to do it. And the people that you go to, they can't be hot-headed. They can't just react. You got to have a plan. That's all I'm saying. And so many times, people just react instead of thinking about their actions because it can be effective. But unfortunately, if you see your sister with a black eye, busted lip, and bleeding, you're not going to take time to think. But you need to be able to think in order to help. That's all I'm saying. And by all means, yes, you want to help those people that you love, but you got to be able to do it where it's effective and you know that she's not going back, or you want to find yourself over and over putting your own life and health in jeopardy. It got to be a plan. It got to be a plan. That's all I got to say. It got to be a plan. And I'm a survivor, so I feel like I can speak to the topic.
And I just want to just say again, I really do appreciate you calling in, because this is a touchy topic for me as well, because I've been through it, you know, I've been through it, and I've gotten out. Like, I'm just like you. I'm a survivor. I feel like I'm a survivor because, like you say, at that time and point, your mind is so far gone. You want to leave, but you can't even see clearly to see where the exit is. You know, you're so worried about what this person might say about the situation that you're not even thinking rationally or clear enough to say, you know what, this is not the situation for me. But yet, you know, in those times, sometimes you do tend to let other people make the decisions, but you just got to be a strong individual, and the strong ones do succeed, and they do make it out. They might come out with some battles and some scars, but that's okay as long as they get out of it. And I just want to commend you for, you know, leaving that situation alone, and I just want to say, you know, always just be a woman first.
Well, thank you. And this topic is not over. You need to run this again. A lot of sisters need to know.
Definitely. I definitely do take requests like that, because I actually had another topic 2 weeks ago, and we were talking about just the whole relationship part of it when it came down to, you know, nowadays everybody's talking about friends with benefits, and I just don't see anything benefiting coming out of that, me having a friend with a benefit. You know what I'm saying? Whether me and this dude is just going to have sex all the time, or if we're just going to do more, I just don't see the point, because at that time and point when you are getting to know this person, a lot of information is being shared, you know, so
So one out of the two is going to catch feelings. You know, a lot of guys tell me, no, as long as you know your position and your part, no, there should be no feelings getting mixed involved. But I just don't believe in the whole friends with benefits. I actually do, you know, I will be talking about this again. So, you know, so basically I just would like for you, you know, just to keep tuning in on my show. I do this every Tuesdays and Thursdays. I'm always talking about, you know, real life stuff and what goes on today in today's, you know, today's society.
And I just want to give Black some information. The District Attorney of Brooklyn is sponsoring a workshop this week coming up for next week on abusive relationships. So I'm going to collect that information, and it's free to attend. It's about an hour, so everybody will be able to come out right there in Brooklyn on J Street. Black wants the information.
Thank you so much. I want to come out to that because I have a lot to speak on. So definitely if Black has the information, I would love to attend to speak on behalf of myself and, you know, a couple of other ladies that are scared to do so and, you know, definitely represent all vibes because we are a woman, you know, we're a really positive, influential women's movement. This is what we are. We influence women. I actually gotten to talk with some of the domestic violence nonprofit organizations out in Brooklyn as well. I don't know if you ever heard of them, but they're called Sanity Girls. They're primarily based in Brooklyn, and they have, you know, they spread out throughout the whole world. And you know, I've gotten to talk to them. They're definitely a domestic, you know, violence for women, men, and children. They are also affiliated with law enforcement. They're also affiliated with shelters, soup kitchens. You know, me, myself, and my team, we're doing toy drives this year. We're doing back to school fundraiser in the month of September. You know, I try to reach out. I try to support. I'm walking in the autism walk coming up this month. You know, my other my business partner, she just walked in the lupus walk. She ranked 33 out of 300, and I'm so proud of her for doing that. We'll be walking in the obesity for kids in Atlanta in July. So we're definitely, this is something I think that I really think that I actually should attend. So thank you again, and Black, please give me that information if you do have it.
Okay, and I'll be in touch. There's a lot of things that we can do. It's been my pleasure. Have a good night.
Good night. All right, let me take this next caller. The last four digits of the number is, hold on one second, is 6199. 6199, you're live on air.
Yo, what's up? This is Peter Sun. I was just calling. I played my music I heard from a nigga, Fly Diz.
You said this is who? I'm sorry, sweetie.
Peter Sun.
Oh, yes. What's going on? How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. How you doing?
I'm all right. I'm okay. I'm hanging in there.
Right. We're breathing.
Shout out to you. So let me ask you a question. Like, what inspired you to, you know, start doing music?
I played basketball in high school, and that shit didn't work out because I was too short. So I liked rapping, so I did it.
Aw. I think you have some talent there, so I think you made a good choice.
Gracias, I appreciate that.
Did you say gracias? I like, so I'm supposed to say de nada.
Yeah, all of that.
That's what's up. I just had a question. When you sent over music, did you just send over one track or did you send over a couple?
I think I sent over three.
You sent over three? All right. So I definitely want to get into another one of your tracks. Black, do you have anything to say?
Oh, yeah. It's OBW. You already know. Shout out to Fly Diz, Dip. A10G, Vinny Vibes, my homie. You already know. CEO of that. Dope Gang. I run that. All my niggas, they know who they are. I ain't even got to speak their name. And that's about it.
That's what's up. Brooklyn Black, are you still on the line with us? Black. I guess he.
You know I'm still here. I ain't going nowhere.
All right,
no,
but don't
I'm
stop
to, you know,
fucking
I'm in the
with me, though.
Calling me out.
Right.
You know, I'm in the background.
Okay. But stop fucking with me, though. Like, that ass. Today is really not the night, though. Today is really not the night. So, do you have anything to say to the to our caller right now?
Nah, not really. I want to
you know, if he wants to give any shout-outs, because I give anyone who calls into the show and show support, I give them a whole bunch of respect, because they could have called into any other show, mainstream or underground, but they decided to spend time with you. So I definitely give him that respect.
I definitely do. He said that he sent over 3 checks. I don't know if anybody at the radio station did. He said he sent over 3 checks, so I wanted to know if we could get into another one of those checks. He's on the line. How about you talk?
All right, so what you go by, homie? Caller, what was your name?
Peter Shine. S-U-N.
Okay, let's see. It's Sunny, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you. We actually played one of your joints a few minutes ago.
He knows that, so this is why I want to play another track before we get into anything else and before I play the last artist that's on the lineup.
Well, I definitely want to get in because his official Jet Flyer, that was definitely my joint there.
I definitely was fucking with official Jet Flyer. Shout out to you for that shit because I actually like it a lot.
Thank you. I appreciate that for real.
You know,
nah,
so we'll definitely get that in.
God,
thank
but.
You. I appreciate y'all support playing my shit. That's real shit right there. Shout out to New York and shout out to the radio station.
You don't have to be afraid to say. You can say shout out to Nikki Barbs, which is me, and you can say shout out to All Barbs Radio because that's exactly what you're on right now, All Barbs Radio.
Shout out to All Barbs Radio.
Yes. All right. So let's get into this another track. Stay on the line. Stay on the line, too, because I want you, when I do, you know, after this track is played, I definitely would like to give you some feedback on this track. So just keep buzzing with us. Listen to your track. It's about to be played. Black, just spin us one of the other tracks that he has.
Let's get it.
Let's get it.
Right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Turn up. That dope gang shit and we don't stop. Hippies and goons and we don't stop. It's that old dub bitch, we won't stop. Yeah, RBA and we won't stop. ATG and we won't stop. And we won't stop.
I know they plotting on sniping me from the roof. These niggas dodging the truth. I'm spitting some mills here. I think I just broke my tooth. The breeze if these niggas cool. I eat if these niggas fool. I be winning like Oklahoma. Y'all Timberwolves, how you lose? Yo, Timber, when I break that tree down. Sticky, this must be maple. Ready, willing, and able to rip this beat from his staples. Nigga, my shit is factual. Why y'all keep telling fables? Illest nigga that's out here. I ain't even on a label. Smudging, I'm soaking paper. I'm waterfalling in Tangeray. And getting wet on a sunny day like it never rains. All I want is a lot of money, a little fame, and a bad bitch with a little power and plenty brains. Addicted to Polo, LIG, Levi's, and gold chains. A bit of an alcoholic, but in love with finer things. My designer frames, my Wayfair is a Jordan 8. Retro, Agra, I'm dripping like I stepped in paint. I sound like cameras with the flash on and break a day. I knew it with your bitch in. My head getting long like my money and my dick is. I'm in a foreign shit, foreign car, foreign bitch. Long hair, hella ass, no how blood, no English. Yeah, I'm drinking like a fish out in this motherfucker.
Right.
My hate is finna make me richer than a motherfucker.
Right.
This hate just in me, so I take it with a grain of salt. Here go a dick where your brain is, fuck your thoughts. I drop the top in the winter cause I wanna be seen. Bloods of exotic and pounds of money give me wet dreams. Fucking know what that bitch coming at my second seat. How to rip an instrumental, here's the tutorial. Get this fucking candlelight visuals and memorials. Hoping I fail, bitch I pull all night as I can. With purple buds, takes hours but still stay. Master shit, cause who wanna be a slave? Maybe my girl should see I was the down with what she taste. Maybe your girl should see I was the down for anything. Been read my mind when she said she won't down with diamond rings. She like her finger naked, I like her naked too. I just get in the pussy, she be wet as 2 pools. Work hard, I deserve what I get. You deserve to get hit, pissed on bitch, and thrown in a ditch. Spin the puss like a fast break, finger roll to lay out.
Ayo, I'm stylish, wild cause I'm young and I'm bout it. Drowning, dripping like I just got baptized. Peterson, I'm thinking I should change my name to that guy.
Nigga, yeah, yeah. And it's RBA and we don't stop. One fly ass nigga, I won't drop. Yo, gang, ATG to my heart, stop. And all you hating hoes, go in and suck. One fly ass nigga still won't drop. Yo, gang, ATG to my heart, stop. And all you hating bitches, go in and suck. And all these hating hoes, go in and suck. What? Bitch.
All right. So, are you still here with us, Mr. Sun, Sunny? Everybody
yeah.
still here with me? You still here? So, damn, that last part, bitch, that shit was hot because I like to say that word a lot. So, I definitely fucks with that track. Black, what you think real quick so we can take this caller?
I'm real critical when someone uses a Biggie beat. I'm Brooklyn Black, so anything like Brooklyn, if you even use a Big Daddy Kane or MC Light, I'm going to be watching you, watch how you lay a track down using something like that. But I was definitely rocking with it. I felt like that's something I'll be bumping on my MP3 player while I'm at the gym. Like, that's definitely some hot shit there.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man. Yeah, I had to come correct, That's Biggie, That's a Biggie beat. Like, I took a lot of time writing that. I took a lot of time re-recording it, putting it together, You can't just bullshit over no Biggie beats, no two.
And you could definitely tell. You could definitely tell that you actually did take your time because we are very, very fucking critical over Biggie beats, Tupac beats. You better be screaming Thug Life when you get on the Tupac track at that. So I fucked with it. I just stay on the line real quick. I want to take this call. The last 4 digits is 4142.
Hey, what's up, what's it, Mama? Angela, hey. Tweets, it's Smooth the Dude.
Hey, Smooth the Dude, you're talking to How's Your Head Game. I'm actually tweeting.
Okay. Angela, she just hit me on the Twitter account. I'm sorry, what's up? Were you okay?
I'm great. I'm actually tweeting her now, telling her that I miss her, and she just tweeted me back. Trust me, I know you're great. She's actually handling really important business for All Bars right now, so she's definitely. She'll be back with us on Tuesday and Thursday, regular time, everything. But how you doing? Can you say what I want you to say without me having to ask you to say it, please?
What you talking about? My accent.
Your accent, yes.
My accent.
Would you just... Did you just tune in? Did you just hear the song that was just playing?
Hey, yeah, I did hear a Brooklyn song, and shout out to Brooklyn Black too, man. What's up with you, bro? Bro say you on a Biggie beat or Pac beat, you gotta come hard. And bro did nice on that beat. He has some cold metaphors or whatnot, and punchlines or whatnot. He was coming correct on that. I can't hate you, buddy, on that one. That was a good look right there, fam.
I appreciate that, man. Thank you for taking your time to say that.
Already, bro. I'm just giving support where it's due, man. How's your head, gang? Brooklyn Black. I check them out every once in a while. I got my own little show too.
Let them know.
Okay, it's the Smooth the Dude show every Wednesday. I just display artists, kind of similar to what I guess they doing tonight. Playing artist tracks, interviewing them or whatnot. Business owners too. Models or whatnot, just giving a different exposure. I'm from the South, Little Rock, Arkansas, a different swag, a whole different playing field down here in the South. I know y'all up North Coast, East Coast or whatnot, New York, whatnot. So, you from where, fam?
Actually, I'm from VA. I'm not too South, but I'm in the South with you.
Oh, okay. Well, shit, how we do it, man. It's hospitality down here, bro. We just showing number love,
Yeah, you already know.
I'm sorry, not to cut y'all off, but I have a thing with dudes from the South with accents. So y'all really, it's a good look for me right now. I'm soaking in all the accents and how y'all talking. It's really, really turning me on, and I definitely do appreciate your music coming from the DMV area. And of course, shout out to Arkansas, Little Rock.
Yeah,
yeah.
The
dude.
I can appreciate that.
I love it, but let me go ahead and take this next caller. Thank you, Smooth. And last 4 digits, stay with me too, Sonny. Last 4 digits is 8584. You're live on air, 8584.
New whip with your bitch in. That's our take, man. What's up, bro? What up, though? What's up, though, G?
Hey, shit, man. What's up, boy?
Nah, man, I'm glad you called in, dog.
Oh, who is it, Alvin?
Yeah, bro.
I tell you what up, boy. H&G, you already know, nigga.
Yes, sir. I heard you put Coney to Must Die on this jump.
Hell yeah, I had to, my nigga.
Hey, all right, man. They better be ready for that shit. I hope you dubs, Dope Gang, H&G shit, man. Man, that movement is going to be crazy, okay? So I'm going to tell you right now, grab your tie-dye and get to work.
I'm going to tell you right now, too. All those names that you just called out, all those hot people that you told me to look out for, just send the music to my show so I can hear
it on
my
show. You got it.
Oh, okay, well, great then. Just keep sending me all this good news. I'm just saying, because I have tons and tons of emails. I do not hear your songs until the day that I play it. So I like to be anticipating and wait. So I don't hear it. I hear it for the first time on the show. So shout out to y'all for doing the motherfucking thing. I love it. I love it. I love it. I'm about to add some new songs to my iPod Touch. I really am.
That's love. That's love right there.
That's what it is. Thank you for calling in. I got another caller. I think it is for you as well, so just hold on with me. Last four digits is 3643.
Yo.
Who's
happening? It's T-Pool, man. It's
T-Pool. Hey, T-Pool. Finally, your ass. Calling in, what's going on?
Hey, man, I'm out here busy, man. My partner and them, they hitting me like, look, bro, you getting retweeted all that. You need to call into the show. They done played your music. So I'm like, man, let me stop what I'm doing out here and go ahead and check in.
Yes, and your track was definitely one of my faves for tonight. It definitely was. I was just telling Black about it. So shout out to you. Thank you for sending your music in to me. I know you were like, when the hell is she going to play my shit? But I chose today to play it. So, I want to know, like, do I have both of y'all online? I have Sunny and people online, right?
Yeah. Shout out to you, though, man. I peeped your track out while I'm sitting here waiting my turn to speak. But, you did your thing over that bigot, though. You feel me?
Thank you, yo. I appreciate that for real. That's real shit.
And I definitely do have one of my other followers. I have to play their music real quick, though, but I got to. It's only right. Can I just hear something from the both of y'all, like a quick little cipher, 16-something-something off the top of the dome without the music? Because I really want to know if this is really, really real, if all the shit that you say on your tracks is coming from you. Nobody wrote your shit. So real quick for me, I want to hear something off the dome. Sonny, you can go first since you was on the line, and T-Pole, he can think about what he want to say, and then after you, he can go next. So whenever you're ready.
All right, well, how I pulled up slow, system in the back. Niggas got froze. Gun up in the strap. Niggas wanna roll, get rolled on. Niggas go hard, tough talk, go home, ho nigga. We don't really talk that shit, we just spray. You know that we bought them clips and this is off of the top. Rhyming like that, VA nigga, I'm bout it like that, and we bout it like that. Boost the crime rate up. Niggas wanna ride, boost the crime rate up. All my niggas ride, all my niggas lokes or brims. Flags on the hip, yeah. And we know we the shit, nigga. Spit, nigga. Like, ha, what the fuck you want with a nigga? Real nigga. Only pop triggers. What? That's it off the top. So I'm telling, I'm fucking drunk as a bitch. So pardon my drunk.
Go ahead. I'm going to let you know what I feel about that as well. And I know Mr. Fly is trying to get through as well. But let me hear something, T-Paul, real quick. Spit your shit. All
right, man. They want me to spit, so go ahead. I gotta come off to the dome with this. I'm at home with this, and later on, I'ma be with a couple of broads with this. A couple shots of the Henny, couple shots of the Remy. They looking at me like, damn, he ain't that new. Henny, I'ma buy my bread like Jiffy. Move if you want, my nigga, it's so swiftly. I'm crawling up the blackboard, calling with the blackboard. These niggas is talking, I'm like, call up the blackboards. My niggas running the gun and they stunning everybody around. My whole team is blunting. They want me to come on for the brain, I'm bringing the pain. Nigga, Amtrak with it, I get off of the train. Bag full of work, bag when she twerk. I mean, she want me now, that pussy I hurt. I mean, she getting real wet, that pussy is scorched. She fucking with a real nigga and my tongue is a flirt, so kiss you right there. I might kiss her right here. Nature boy, you send me like Ric Flair.
And later on, put something in the air. My niggas is really here. My niggas, we really here. A nigga, they dare anybody to try. And they want to talk about who's fly. Louis Lennon's. Watch it cover my whole body. This nigga on this shit. Gangsta Gotti, huh? But I don't spit about none of that. I mean, these niggas talk, but they guns won't blast. They talking, man, but they all trash. I'm in this bitch, bra and chains. I'm a ball in this bitch. 30 in the first half. I'm fresh. I ain't even had to take a bath. Empower these other niggas as cowards. These other niggas as flowers. I'm curling this motherfucker with a power at. Duke up. Shoot up. Who's up? The next nigga to pull, bro. Let go.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit, hold on, though. Before I even judge the both of y'all right now, Diz, where are you at? Are you on the line right now? Is Diz in the building, Black? Is Diz in the building?
He about to be. Hold on.
All right, because this shit is just too wavy for me right now. I'm loving it. I hardly asked, you know, my artist to do this, so I hope I didn't put both of y'all on Front Street real quick, though.
Yeah, I had to come off with something real fast. Like, I was in here really freestyling. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people, they hear me spit something freestyling, they be like, oh, that shit written. And I ain't even gonna lie to you right now. I got my little BlackBerry sitting in front of me. I was like, yo, I'm gonna keep something on deck just in case. You know what I'm saying? And the verse I got up, ain't even what I spit, swear to God, on that right there. You feel me? Like, I came straight out the dome. Because y'all can kind of tell when niggas is really spitting them written, you know what I'm saying? So.
I can tell that shit. That's why I always have to ask. Niggas always trying to impress me, right? They be trying to impress me so bad. So they come with their little written shits all put together and everything like that. And then when I ask them to spit for me, they can't. Niggas is fucking mumbling. But where the fuck is Fly Dizza? Is he on the line right now?
Yeah, am I on the line?
Yeah, you're on the line. So let me, you know, it's only right that I had to fucking call you back in here to spit something for me real quick, though, before I even.
Oh, man, like, I heard Peter Sun and the homie going. The homie with both of them went in, like.
With both of them, right? Okay, so let me hear you go in, though. Shut it down. Let me hear you go in.
I said, chasing at the bread like a rabbit for that carrot, nigga playing corners like an octagon, trying to get them figures. If a nigga play me wrong, till that nigga rip the trigger, leave that nigga dead in the basement. Aztecan niggas play Houston, Rockets, Blast nigga, Money Toast combo. The others don't respond though. Nosy niggas cutthroat. They gon' need the long nose. And I got that can't stop, keep it going on the flow. Catch me in the morning with that heat from Alonzo. Cutting that green, get it fast like a lawnmower. Ripped apart from others so my flow is like no other. Hating niggas try to bother, send them down like a father in a game. Certain different to be looked at, call me strange. Keep my distance from the mothers, must I say I'm out of range. Bars, don't kill them. No pain kill. No fear, disaster, dead, damage, will reveal them. You heard? Dope gang, OB
Dub. Man, OB Dub, nigga.
Yo, okay. I just want to say to the three gentlemen that I have on the line right now, y'all are definitely making me smile right now, because I'm really an R&B chick, and I like to sing and stuff. I like to sing along and get my little two-step going on, but y'all definitely got my adrenaline pumping, got me over here trying to think of some words to rhyme, like, yo, check it, because y'all are definitely hot. Definitely hot.
Hey. Appreciate that.
Black, what you think about that, Black?
Man, that right there, that was some real fire. That's true hip hop there, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not even like as far as a commercial shit or nothing like that. Like, that's true. That's the essence of hip hop. Just a couple of niggas in a circle in a cypher just going, you know what I mean? And the fact that all three mesh so well because they're coming from different regions is definitely a good thing.
Definitely. I just want to just let all you guys know, like, just keep doing what you're doing. And y'all all gained a fan. I'm a fan of each and every one of you guys now. So I'll be looking out for new music, new photos, whatever. You guys should definitely try to get an interview on my show, on my Tuesday segments with the lovely Angel Love Tweet. She's a co-host. She does the damn thing when it comes out to interviewing. So that way, you know, we hear you guys tonight, but we really want to know more about you. So if you're interested in getting an interview with us, you could definitely hit me up about that so that the people could learn more about you and where you came from and what you're doing and how much, you know, this really means to you. So shout out to y'all. I'm definitely a fan tuning in. I got all your music. I'll be actually adding your music, like I said, again, to my playlist on my iPod Touch because I'm feeling it that much. I usually don't do shit like this at all, at all, at all. But shout out to y'all. Y'all did the damn thing. And I thought everybody's cipher was real. I could tell it came straight off the top of the domes. So I respect it a lot, 100%. And just keep moving. And don't forget about me.
Thanks,
you already know, baby. That's what it is. I got me, baby. That's what I'm talking about, baby. Yes.
You already know, man. It's nothing but love. It's North Carolina in the building right here. You feel me? Winston-Salem, a.k.a. the Trey Foe in the building. So it's much love coming from over there.
Thank you. I definitely got family out in the Carolinas. Shout out to, what, Greensboro? I'm saying it right, Greensboro?
Okay. Greensboro, the borough.
Yeah, Greensboro. Okay. So definitely got family out there. But I just want to thank you all. Like, my show is officially over. I ran into overtime fucking with y'all niggas, but that's what it is, though. I'm cool with it. I'm glad. And just, again, like, just thank you and stay tuned in with me on Thursdays and Tuesdays. Same time, same number. Don't be afraid to call me in and talk to me. Or, you know, if you do have some new joints, call me up. Let me know, like, yo, Nikki, I'm sending that shit to you right now. And I'll be fine. I'll listen out.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. Yeah, so I think each individually, before you all go, Diz, I'm going to start with you since you was the last one to come on. Again, like, let the people know who you are, where they could find you at, and then after that, then T-Po could go, and then Sonny, you could say it, and then we're going to wrap it up.
Oh, man, it's Fly Diz, man. You can reach me on Twitter at The Real Fly Diz, TheRealFlyDizz. Or you can hit me at my Gmail, TheRealFlyDiz. It's the same thing at gmail.com or reverbnation.com/TheRealFlyDiz or youtube.com/TheRealFlyDiz. Other than that, y'all can just hit me up on the Twitter, man. OBDub, HNG, nigga. Dope Gang, we in this bitch. Yeah?
You heard? Go ahead, T-Po. All
right, man. It's your boy, T-Po. You can reach me at, follow me first and foremost at Twitter. T-Pool-M-G-S, that's T-P-O-O-L-E-M-G-S, or you can follow the other page, T-Pool Nation, T-P-O-O-L-E Nation. I do beats as well, so I'm producing myself. Y'all can hit me about that on T-Pool-M-G-S@gmail.com or T-Pool Nation@gmail.com. Y'all can check me out at reverb/T-Pool. And, yeah, rocking like that, man. North Carolina, we are here. I'm the next up, straight like that.
Aw, go ahead, Sonny.
It's Peterson. You can see me on YouTube. Type in Peterson, S-U-N, 2 spaces, Peterson. Follow me on Twitter, at Sonny Tahili. Tahili is spelled T-A-H-L-E-T-A-H-E-L-E-E. I get drunk, I get high, I sleep. Do that.
Thank you. I always fuck up on my Twitter name too, and it's so stupid because it's so simple. I house your head game, but I'm always doing this. But only on All Vibes can you catch freestyles like this, man. I'm so happy. Y'all guys ain't my name, really, for real, for real. But good night to all you guys. Y'all know where y'all can hit me up at. Thank you again, and Black, let's go. Let's wrap it up. Say what you need to say, boo.
Yeah, I already know, man. Just, follow me on Twitter. Fly Diz, you got mad, you got
the
mad fans and stuff, you know.
Need 12 followers. So help him out, please. He needs 12 followers. So, because a lot of my followers are dudes. I be trying to get Black to understand, like, if I tell another nigga to go follow another nigga and he's not a celebrity, y'all niggas is not going to do it. So, Black definitely needs
help. Fly Diz, he got mad ladies and stuff, you know.
And he has good ladies. He doesn't follow dudes. He be the first one to tell me, "Tish, you know, I got mad girls on my list." Like, he has to be dudes, so he could definitely. I mean, girls, he could definitely pass you over 12 followers.
Yeah, I can get you 1,000 followers. I'm trying to get to 1,500 like yesterday.
Who got to 1,500 yesterday?
Oh, did they take me off?
Nah. You still got this?
No, you don't.
I was about to. I was about to say, I can get you 1,000 followers in 2 days. Just give me a password and your name. I got you.
Nigga. Wait, that's how you do it, though? Like, I would literally have, I can't, I'm sorry, I can never.
Whoa, nigga, you don't need no more followers. You at 10K and stuff, you good.
Almost, I'm at 10K, yeah, I'm almost, but still, like, but just the thought of me giving my password, like, to somebody else to help me get followers, I'm nervous. I do, you know, my Twitter, my Twitter.
Nah, I don't got time for them childish games.
Ask Peter's
son, man, he already know I got that man 3,000 on his other Twitter page. He got two Twitter pages. You already know what it is, man.
Well, Diz, you can definitely help out Black. You will just never have my Twitter information, though. Sorry. I'm going to get back to you.
All the niggas asking me how my head game is. That's you.
You're definitely right. That is a question that I get asked all the time. But, yeah, you definitely don't want to have to keep answering that. So that's exactly why. Help out Black. Y'all can all help him get 12 fucking followers or whatever the case is so he can stop bothering me. And my saying to everybody tonight is just, dare to be bold. Just be you. Don't give a fuck about what no one has to say. Do you. You are put on this earth for a reason and a purpose. So it's all up to you to find out what that reason and purpose is. Stay humble throughout all of this shit that you're doing. You're not celebrities yet, but, you know, who's to say that shit couldn't happen in the blink of an eye? So just humble yourself. Stay true to everything that you do and yourselves and others. And I believe life should come as easy as the fucking wind that blows through the trees. About
so
it.
So indeed. And you know what I say, fellas, don't be a fool. Wrap your tool. Ladies, don't fall for the scam. Protect your clam. Arrive alive. Don't drink and drive in. You know the signs, ladies, please. And fellas, you know, fellas get abused too. We just don't report it. You know, but know the signs, man. You know those red flags. If they get jealous because some dude just said, excuse me, in the street, or if she go crazy over something little, you know, notice those red flags. Don't just play it off, because it's those things you notice now that can mean the world of difference in the long run. So definitely pay attention and be safe, everybody. And you already know I'll be in the building in exactly 24 hours bringing you pregame radio. And you already know how we do.
And make sure you hit up the Fly Diz too if you really want him to be on the pregame radio. Don't forget.
Well, yeah, we already got it, but you know, we got to get ready to get up
initiating
out of here.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
So I want to wish everyone a good night, and thanks for calling in.
Good night. Mwah.